This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The leader of the Russian mercenary group that staged this weekend's rebellion is now defending his actions. CBS's Kimmy McCormick has a story.
In an 11-minute audio recording, Yevgeny Prigozhin says his actions were meant to underscore the ineffectiveness of Russian military forces. He has long been at odds with the Russian military leadership and their handling of the war in Ukraine. He says he did not intend to overthrow the government in Moscow.
The brief uprising ended with a peace deal.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. At the White House, President Biden said he and America's NATO allies were intent on sending a clear message to Moscow.
We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
As for what it all might mean for Russia's future, Mr. Biden says it's too soon to say. But he says the West should remain in lockstep as events unfold.
It's important we stay completely coordinated.
Another round of U.S. military aid to Ukraine could be announced as soon as tomorrow. People are now cleaning up widespread damage from a tornado in Indiana. WTTV-TV reporter Eric Graves is in Bartlesville.
People living in Johnson County ran for cover as this tornado blew right past them.
All the roof lifted up and all the nail pops.
John Keith just got up from his recliner in time as walls and windows started coming down around him.
It was overwhelming to see your house and see the outside and know that you were just sitting there and you could have been dead.
At least one person was killed there. Two people died in Arkansas. A man has been sentenced for killing five people last year at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs.
To those five counts of murder in the first degree, how do you plead?
Guilty.
He got life in prison without the possibility of parole. A wild day in court in South Florida, where a man was convicted of killing two people back in the 90s.
Joseph Zeiler was asking that his first-degree murder conviction be overturned. Just before he was to address the court, he called over his attorney, Kevin Shirley, and attacked him. Oh. Shirley said he was surprised by what happened.
I had no idea he was going to do something like that. Obviously, he's been planning on that.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The makers of Ozempic are working on a new daily pill for weight loss. Dr. Celine Gounder.
Some of the pills we might see as early as within the next year. Some may take longer. The orforglipron is probably going to take a bit longer to get through phase three trials.
And they're expected to be a lot cheaper than those popular shots. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning airlines now to be ready for 5G. Wireless companies are set to power up the service next month at airports across the country. It's been delayed over interference concerns. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Well, we've had weeks of air quality advisories in Wisconsin, including for ozone last week. This week, it's Canadian wildfire smoke again, as the DNR has issued an air quality advisory through noon on Thursday. The smoke is moving in from north to south, and the DNR said that the air quality will be the worst in the eastern parts of the state earlier in the week, with the heaviest smoke arriving across Wisconsin tomorrow through Wednesday. The DNR said that when air quality is this low, people should spend less time outdoors, especially children and those with health conditions, especially respiratory conditions. In Eau Claire County, a second lawsuit has been filed against the city of Eau Claire as it attempts to annex land from a bordering township. The town of Washington filed the lawsuit on Friday, saying that the border are oddly shaped and nearly cuts the town in half. The city doesn't have a need for the land it's trying to take, and that it violates state law because it didn't follow procedure. The 438-acre piece of land was to be developed into housing. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson and Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer for this hour, Mr. Evan Preston on the board. Welcome in, Mr. Preston. We appreciate you and you, of course, for listening as well. This is the Albaugh Show, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Welcome to call in anytime over this hour. Mr. Preston, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. You know, this weekend, the weather this weekend, it's right? The sort of weather where you end up grilling out. No plan to do it. You just grill out. You end up hanging out with that neighbor you never see or talk to.
Right.
It was just, yeah, it's been beautiful.
Good for you. Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. I of course, as we said, I was off on Thursday and Friday because I had to do some moving. And a shout out again to Reynolds Transfer and Storage here in Madison, Wisconsin, and our entire crew for doing such a great job on the move. Really appreciate all of them at Reynolds Transfer and Storage. So I got that done, back with a new show, and had Trigby Olson. Late notice for Trigby. He agreed to come on today to talk about, give us some real professional insight onto what's happening in Russia right now, and really appreciate him coming on as well. Coming up later this hour, we're going to be talking about the EW system and the atrocity that's happening right now in terms of the Wisconsin idea. Higher education in this state is under attack unlike any time in my lifetime, and I'm 53, that I can recall. We're going to talk about it and break it down for you. We're going to start from the beginning. For those of you who might be new to the program, I have some history in this. I can share it with you. We're going to lay this out as to why I believe that the president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, has been thus far an abysmal failure, and take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC, we appreciate you holding through the break, my friend. Mark, what say you?
Well, not a problem. And I couldn't help but, you're talking about truth. I couldn't help but remember the old Moody Blues song, Nights in White Satin,
right?
Where there's a line, and just what the truth is, I can't say anymore. When you get to the late night lamenter, how it ends up, cold-hearted orb that rules the night, moves the colors from our sight, red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is illusion. And it seems to me that we're required to sort out of a lot of illusion from that is spun right in front of us, and I think part of the problem with the media is that they say, well, unless we're fair and balanced, unless we get both sides of
right.
The issue, that in some cases sometimes there's facts, and facts cannot be denied. I mean, like the Earth revolves around the sun, and then the sun spins its way through the through the cosmos, but the Earth is not flat. And but there's people out there that try to maintain, well, the world is flat. And I mean, it just is. There's just sometimes where the truth is actually the truth, and there's no arguing on what the truth is. I mean, January 6th was a bloody riot in the Capitol. It was, you know, Trump supporters. It wasn't Antifa. It wasn't anti-fascists.
Right.
It was Trump supporters, and that are just and the media just needs to come out and say that, you know, this, and the Republicans is these days, even people who were there on January 6th, and on January 6th they're condemning it now. I'm saying, well, it was Antifa. It was, you know, that it was just a peaceful protest, and you know that, and oh, you know that, and it just, it was not a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people picked up whatever they could and whatever weapons were at hand and used them against law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were ready to kill people. They're ready to hang Mike Pence.
Right.
And Mike Pence is so cowardly; he's not able to, still willing to call those people up. People that are calling for his blood.
Mm.
On that day, he's you know, sidling up to these days. I mean, you just have to wonder where it got to the point where, in another song by King Crimson, 21st Century Schizoid Man, and that is Donald Trump in a nutshell.
Right. You know, Mark, I think that you bring up such a great point, and I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you for saying this. And if I ever get off of this, you call in and tell me, Todd, get back on track. But, you know, to your point that, I don't believe that, and Mark, thanks a lot for calling. Mark from the SAC, appreciate you calling in. I don't believe anyone needs Todd Allball to tell them how to think or how to vote. I just don't. I believe that people are intelligent enough and smart enough that you can decide for yourselves. What I think that folks need and hopefully want are facts, as Mark said, and the truth. And I think that, as Abraham Lincoln said, given the truth, people can make up their own minds. That's what it comes down to. I have an opinion. I'm never going to be short of my opinion. But I'm always happy to listen to yours as well. But I'm not going to tell you what to do or who to vote for. I'm simply going to give you my side of the story, my opinion, along with the facts. And sometimes I might disagree with the facts. And that's okay, but I'm not going to try to make alternate facts or use a lie and tell you that it's facts to fit my narrative, to fit what I believe. That doesn't serve any of us well. And to Mark's point, always good to have a little bit of music with you as well. We're going to come back and talk facts. We're going to set this up for you in terms of the closing of the UW-Richland campus and why Republican lawmakers somehow figured out how to make a deal with Washington County but left Richland County high and dry, and why President Rothman has dropped the ball like none other. Welcome back. Explain this to the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jazz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app next or you don't have it right now, now is a good time to do it. As good a time as any. Had a friend of mine who traveled from Green Bay down to southwest Wisconsin and Richland Center this weekend was able to get one of the Civic Media radio stations all across the state. His entire trip from Green Bay down to Richland Center. And if you know all the stations or pre-programming, then that's fantastic. Another way you can do it, as long as you have cellular service or Wi-Fi, download that Civic Media app. Go to your app store on either your Android or Apple device. Go to the search bar in your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up with a little CM icon. Nice colors. Red and kind of a baby blue. And then you can download. It takes less than a minute. Download it. It's free. What Gail King calls a deal. Download that app. And then you can take us with you Monday through Friday, 1 until 3, every afternoon. Not just our show, but all the fine Civic Media radio programming. And come Badger Sports this fall. Can also listen to Wisconsin Badger football and basketball on the Civic Media app as well. The Civic Media app, download it today. Before we get into this UW system situation, I see we have a caller, Dick in Madison. Let's go ahead and check in with the phones, 844-967-2789. Dick in Madison, good afternoon, sir. What say you?
Well, I don't know if this ties in with what you were going to talk about, but I'm getting kind of a kick out of Wisconsin Republicans once again. They won't take any of this surplus money to do anything for the good of the people, whether it's a university system, broadband, whatever it is. And they keep pointing back to the federal government. Now, is this ironic in my mind, or is it just pathetic on their point, or is it just hypocritical? Because the other thing they do is constantly say the federal government spends like drunken sailors, they're out of control, but yet they go running and play Freddy the Freeloader and want everything from the feds. I don't get it.
They
want to sit on both sides.
It's a great point, Dick, and I appreciate you calling in. In fact, it does tie in. I mean, you're absolutely right. A $7 billion surplus, right? A $7 billion surplus, and we're going to get into it in a second. But again, they keep saying no to programs that are needed. Things like, you know, a time off for women who just had children, right? Money for mental health for farmers in this state and for young people in this state for mental health. They say no to that. To the University of Wisconsin system, not only are they not giving all the money, and appreciate you, Dick, for calling in, not only are they not giving all the money, but they're actually making a cut to the UW system. Absolutely right about that. It's a great segue into this next topic. So here's the deal. I'm going to lay this out for you. And if you want to call in, you might have to hold a little bit because I want to lay this out first. But call in 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Just realize you're going to have to wait a few minutes here because I want to lay this out before we take any more calls. But feel free to call in. We'll put you on hold. Evan doing a great job on the board. So if you're willing to hold a few minutes here, go ahead and call it. So for those of you who are new to the program, I grew up in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Southwest Wisconsin, about halfway between Madison and La Crosse. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. I am not without bias when it comes to this story. My maternal grandmother's name was Marge Wallace. May she rest in peace. She passed away about 3 years ago at the age of 96. Marge Wallace grew up in a farming community, Muscadet, Blue River, Wisconsin, just south of the Wisconsin River, to a farm family. Dirt poor. Ended up leaving home at age 13 to put herself through high school and ended up being the first woman to be a dean of a UW college in Wisconsin, was the dean of UW Richland. My dad was athletic director there. My mom taught in the area as well. So I literally learned how to walk in the hallways of UW Richland. So I have a pretty good background on Richland and the UW system from my grandmother, who knew it inside and out. All right. So this past fall in November, Thanksgiving weekend or week, the president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, who'd been on the job a number of months, announced that for all intent and purposes, he alone, unilaterally, was closing the campus at UW Richland, the 2-year center campus. And remember, President Rothman had never visited the Richland campus, never went out and talked to the community, never met with any of the community leaders, made this decision unilaterally. And for those of you who are not familiar, the 2-year campuses were started as offshoots or branch campuses of the 4-year campuses. 13 4-year universities and 13 2-year universities in the UW system. And then in the mid-70s, when they actually created system, or the early to mid-70s, they created system, and the colleges were, the 2-year campuses were spun off into their own college. And they had their own chancellor. And the chancellor oversaw the 2-year campuses. They had the power of a 4-year university combined. Well, then 2017, 2018, when Ray Cross was president of the UW system, he had been the chancellor for the colleges, was elevated to president of the system, and decided to basically return the 2-year campuses back to their 4-year parent and made them branch campuses once again. Even though there was no real plan to do this, one source at UW system said that former President Cross literally said to the chancellors, "You're either going to sink or swim," unquote. So back last fall, when current President Rothman laid this out, we were able to get in contact with the last chancellor of the UW colleges. Kathy Sandeen was chancellor of the UW colleges, the 2-year colleges, and extension. And she is now president of a university out in California. And Kathy Sandeen told us on the record that while she was chancellor, she put together a study, a comprehensive study of the 2 years, and realized that the demographics and the dynamics of education in Wisconsin and America were changing. And said, we have to do something innovative. We have to do something different. So Kathy Sandeen, former Chancellor Sandeen, put together a comprehensive program to address the changing needs of education that would change how education was done at the 2 years and would not close one campus. They hired a marketing firm, came up with a marketing plan called UW Here. And you say, I've never heard that. You're right. And you want to know why? Because then President Ray Cross killed it. Never let it saw the light of day. Never let the UW Regents see it. Todd's words now, having known Ray Cross a bit, I think he just didn't want to have Kathy Sandeen get the credit. So he killed it. And his plan was, we're just going to throw all the 2 years back with the 4 years. The problem is, he didn't actually have a plan of how to do it. So the 2 years got hung around the neck of all the chancellors of the 4 years. Now enter UW Platteville, down in southwest Wisconsin, about 30 miles from Dubuque. The chancellor at the time's name was Dennis Shields. Dennis Shields was a guy whose main objective was Dennis Shields. I mean, a smart guy. But his mission was to make UW-Platteville the best engineering college in Wisconsin, only behind UW-Madison Engineering. And by and large, he did. Put a lot of money, built new facilities. He didn't want UW-Richland and UW-Baraboo as part of the deal. He didn't want them any more than a hole in the head. But he got forced to put them onto his campus, into his budget. And so he ignored UW-Richland. And in fact, when the longtime, the dean of recruitment, John Poole, who I know very well, been there forever, held that campus together like glue, he would go into the high schools and talk about Richland and be a recruiter, be an advisor. He was UW-Richland. He had a well-deserved retirement. And UW-Platteville and system would not allow Richland to fill that position, to have a recruiter, a full-time recruiter. There was a foundation, still is, a UW-Richland private foundation in Richland Center, had raised millions of dollars, well over $4 million in private money, went to UW-Platteville and said, we here is $600,000, not like pledged, in the bank, cash on hand. We will give you or pay $600,000 to hire our own recruiter. And Dennis Shields and system said no and never gave him a reason. They took away the permanent dean at Richland, as they did at Baraboo. They didn't fill other retirement positions. They set UW-Richland up for failure. So when Jay Rothman, the new president, comes in the fall does this so-called assessment and says, well, the recruitment went from over 500 to 60, 60. We can't have that. It's unsustainable. So we're going to close. Well, he used the words suspend in-person academic teaching, which is a fancy way of saying closing it. But Jay Rothman never visited, never sent anybody out there, never talked to the locals. Well, of course the enrollment went down, Jay. When they're set up for failure, what do you think is going to happen? The Richland campus was set up for failure. And Rothman, all he could do is say, well, the enrollment went down. He doesn't want to answer the question of why that happened. And last winter, he sent his vice president, a guy I know well, Jeff Barrant, he was a Democrat, Jeff Barrant was, chief of staff for Bob Jalk and my colleague, Pat Kreitlow. Decent guy, good guy. I worked for a Republican. We worked together on things like the environment and gerrymandering. So he comes out to Richland last winter. And I said, Jeff, why is the chancellor doing this? All he'd say is, he said, quote, Todd, that's the answer. You might not like it, but that's the answer. When I asked him, didn't you let Howard Markline on Joint Finance know what was going on? Because Joint Finance makes the decisions on what they're doing right now. The budget. Jeff walked away from me, the vice president of the system, got ill well, didn't want to answer my own system. The UW system is a complete lack of transparency on this. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to tell the truth. All I want to know is why. Why doesn't Jay Rothman, the president of the system, want to talk about why Richland failed? Who set them up? And now it's spreading across the state because I said this was a canary in the coal mine and they laughed it off. We'll come back and tell you why and take your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says the U.S. kept close tabs on the attempted military rebellion in Russia this weekend.
The situation began to develop as it did. I directed my national security team to monitor closely and report to me hour by hour.
And he insists the U.S. will continue to stand by and support Ukraine. A shooter who killed five people at a gay club last year in Colorado Springs just got life in prison. Adriana Vance lost her son in the massacre.
What matters now is that he never sees a sunrise or a sunset.
Electricity use could break records this week as people crank up air conditioners to keep cool in Texas. Dr. Desmar Walks is warning people.
You can protect yourself by planning your day, by wearing light-colored, loose-fitting clothing, by drinking lots of water, taking breaks.
The heat's also spreading to more southern states. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Wisconsin DNR says wildfire smoke from Canada will settle in across the state this week and has issued an air quality advisory through noon on Thursday. The DNR said that the air quality will be worst in the eastern parts of the state earlier in the week, with the heaviest smoke arriving across Wisconsin tomorrow through Wednesday. The DNR says that when air quality is this low, people should spend less time outdoors, especially children and those with health concerns. In Eau Claire County, a second lawsuit has been filed against the city of Eau Claire as it attempts to annex land from a bordering township. The town of Washington filed the lawsuit on Friday, saying that the borders are oddly shaped and nearly cuts the township in half, the city doesn't have a need for the land it's trying to take, and that it violates state law because it didn't follow procedure. This is the second lawsuit after one was filed late last year. The 438-acre piece of land was to be redeveloped into housing, but people living in the area have rallied against it. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, Counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influence, and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 2:33 on the time and temperature sign. Talking about the state budget, which the Joint Finance Committee is finishing up. We'll go to the floor of the Senate, perhaps as early as next week. And the UW system, and this whole closing of campuses, and why Jay Rothman has, in my opinion, failed abysmally, an abysmal failure, as the president of the system. And I don't take any joy in saying that. You won't find a bigger supporter of UW colleges and system than me. But you got to call it out when it happens. And why is this? Well, geez, Todd, you're from Richland Center. Your grandmother was the dean of the college at Richland to start with, first woman dean in the state of Wisconsin. Of course you have feelings about this, and that's fair. This is important to the entire state of Wisconsin. Because now President Jay Rothman is saying, quote, everything's on the table, unquote, in terms of where a system might make further cuts. saying that all, repeat that, all two-year colleges are now going to have to justify their existence. Doesn't matter whether you're in Rice Lake or Marathon County or Sheboygan or Waukesha, Superior, Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee, Baraboo, Platteville, La Crosse, Eau Claire, River Falls. Your campus could be next. And that's no exaggeration. Let's go to the phones. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Matt in Madison, we appreciate your patience, sir. Let me get all that on the table. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Todd. Appreciate the show. I guess I'm just a little confused. Income inequality is usually a big driver of the collapse of societies, revolts, all these things. And we just had a huge insurrection. We had the marches on Wall Street. The working class in America has been driven to the brink. And yet Republicans keep cutting taxes on the wealthy. So my understanding of the MAGA movement was that that was also a rejection of Republican politicians and policy, because Trump would often sound like Bernie Sanders when he's on these rallies and stuff. So I'm just wondering, like, do you think there's a point where Republican blue-collar workers, like, I'm a blue-collar worker, but I'm on the left, but is there a point where more Republican voters are going to get angry about these constant tax cuts to the rich while the rest of us are paying a lot of tax? Or do Republican voters just feel like that's okay because they think rich people are special?
Matt, this is a fantastic point. This is a great point. I so much appreciate you holding as long as you did, because this is something we got to talk about. My colleague, Kristen Bry, you can listen to her every morning on Civic Media from 10 o'clock until noon on As Goes Wisconsin. She brought up this tax inequality, right? Republicans want to cut taxes in Wisconsin further. I don't quote me on the exact numbers, but the upper class, the highest earners, or the people that, you know, have the most money, are going to get the biggest tax cuts, thousands of dollars. Meanwhile, the middle...
She said over $600,000 right. a year they would save, the millionaires.
Right. And, middle class, yeah. I think, was something like $350, and those folks who are just, you know, getting by the average worker is like $15 tax cut on this thing, right?
Yeah.
And Kristen did a great job at As Goes Wisconsin, again, every morning from 10 until noon. But here's the deal that you're talking about, Matt, and I couldn't agree with you more. I came from a small little town, 5,000 people, Richland Center. I'm not a wealthy guy at all. All right. And here's the thing. Here I believe is the miscalculation of my former party. I don't believe that education is a lefty issue, because look at people like, I know the guy, Sid Cook, who is the head. Ever heard of Car Valley Cheese out in Laval? Car Valley Cheese, great product. You can get it all over Wisconsin. Wisconsin Cheese Company. Sid Cook is a product of the master cheesemaker class at UW-Madison. I know Sid Cook. He's not woke. Right? He's not some part of the left woke mob. So this is the question that Republicans are going to have to be faced with, my former party. Do you really think that higher ed in Wisconsin is a lefty issue? I mean, Trigby Olson pointed this out. If Scott Walker thought that, you know, there was an indoctrination going on at UW-Madison, why did he send his own son to Madison to go to college?
Well, they're also cutting money for the technical colleges, which is right. blue-collar right. trades and right. work. So, yeah, they're going right after their own people. But that's what's so frustrating to me. It's like a lot of these MAGA people, they storm the Capitol because they're suffering. They're angry.
Right.
Their quality of life's going down, and I feel like they're just too stupid to put it together and realize it's their own party that did it to them.
I don't think they're too stupid at all, and I understand why you feel that way, but having come from rural Wisconsin and knowing people in rural Wisconsin yet and spending time back there, I don't think it's too stupid. I think the problem is we have legislators who are lying to them. And so they believe folks, I mean, they're earnest, good people. And they've been taught when someone in authority tells you something, it's the truth. They're not going to lie to you. So when you have Howard Markline, who is the chair of the Joint Finance Committee and represents Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin. When you have Tony Kurtz, who is in the Assembly and represents Richland Center, and they go out, I was in the room, and they sat there, and Tony Kurtz was almost crying crocodile tears, saying, oh, my daughter went here, I love this, but there's just no money. There's no money to, and then voters see the same two guys on Joint Finance give $2 million to the Packers to save them or to help with the NFL draft, which I'm fine with, by the way. And then we find out today, and I haven't even gotten to this part yet, but now today they're reporting by Kelly Meyerhoffer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and in today's WisPolitics report. Apparently, there's $3.35 million going to UW-Washington County to help out because they're shutting that one down, too. They're going to combine it with a tech school. And they're giving them $3.5 million. And these same two guys, Mark Line and Kurtz, told their own constituents, oh, there's no money. And I think when good, earnest folks get lied to repeatedly and repeatedly, the problem is they get frustrated and angry with the wrong people. That's what happens, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, and it's sad. It's really sad that the Republican Party, an organization I used to, keyword used to belong to, is taking people. They're just lying to them, and they're just abusing them. And the people left holding the bag are suckers. I mean, I'm not calling Republican voters. I want to make clear. I'm not calling Republican voters suckers. I'm just saying that they're the ones that they're the people who are being the getting the abuse of grifters like Donald Trump and Robin Voss and Howard Markline. It's the truth. They're grifters.
Well, when do the tax cuts for the wealthy end? I mean, are they at the point now where they're not paying anything? They've had so many tax cuts where it's like...
Well, I think we know the answer to that, right? We finally got Trump's tax returns. We can see that, well, there's a couple of years he didn't pay a dime. Or darn close to it.
But I think a lot of Americans don't realize just how wealthy these people are. I don't think they realize, they can't factor in their head just how much money they have.
Right. Agreed. Matt, thank you so much for the call. Really, really appreciate you. Matt in Madison, appreciate you very much. Let's go to Carol in Madison as well. Carol, welcome to the program. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I like your program, too, and it's refreshing to hear a reformed Republican.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate your kind words.
I'm a graduate of UW-Eau Claire. Matter of fact, I stayed 6 years and got 2 degrees.
Fantastic.
So I too, have some skin in the game in terms of the UW system. Mm-hmm. I don't understand this whole thing. And I will go back to when they hired Jay Rothman.
Yeah.
It was the chancellor, the then chancellor of UW-Eau Claire, I'm not sure if he's still there, versus Jay Rothman.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little concerned because I thought, you know, who's got the education skin in the game? And it's the chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
But then they decided to go with the lawyer who'd done nothing except be big in his law firm in Milwaukee, I believe it was.
Yep.
But I thought, okay, you're a Republican. You should be able to talk to these people, and you should be able to articulate the importance of education if you're going to lead this system.
Mm-hmm.
And he had no better role model in terms of how to lead this system than Tommy Thompson championing the UW system as the head of the university system while they were trying to find a new permanent head.
Agreed.
And I'm not sure he learned anything because I don't hear him championing the system. I don't hear him as a cheerleader. I don't hear him going to the Republicans and saying, this is important. We need to educate our workforce in this state. We need dollars to do that. I don't know what he's doing as chancellor.
As president. No, I agree with you, Carol. And this is another great, important point. Jay Rothman was the CEO of Foley and Lardner, one of the largest, I won't want to say that they're not quote-unquote partisan, but it's certainly a more conservative or Republican-leaning law firm. It's, I believe, the biggest law firm in the state of Wisconsin, one of the biggest law firms in the country and the world. So Foley and Lardner has offices all over the United States. He was the head of that. He's not a dumb person. He knows the law and is intellectually smart. But what on earth has Jay Rothman done? I mean, your point is well taken. I couldn't agree more. Here's something that I happen to know that not a lot of folks do. Tommy George Thompson, the former governor of the state and the interim president, put out feelers that he wanted to stay on as president and in the permanent position. And for whatever reason, the regents rejected that and said, thank you for your time, Tommy. We're moving on. Can you imagine if Tommy Thompson, a graduate of UW-Madison in his baccalaureate degree, a graduate of UW-Madison Law School? And again, I'm not here to defend everything that Tommy Thompson authored or signed into law, but there is no doubt in my mind, whether you agree with Tommy Thompson on everything or not, it's hard to argue that that man does not love the state and does not love the Wisconsin idea and UW-Madison. And I can't believe that if Tommy Thompson were still the president of the UW system, there is no way that the system would have taken a $32 million haircut in the current state budget and lost their number one priority, the new engineering school.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I didn't know that, and they should have kept Tommy. He knew what he was doing. He's as sharp as a tack.
He is. He absolutely is. Carol, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate you listening. Thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to Mike in Sheboygan, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Mike in Sheboygan, what say you, sir?
How to know you're being had or taken for a know-nothing rube. It's the lack of critical thinking for solutions, simple solutions for complex problems. Government doesn't work. Public funding doesn't work. So elect me so I can prove it by ruining it. This UW starvation thing takes into account only the numbers that some people are seeing in the press, if they read anything, you know, enrollment, 200 students, 60 students. Well, how did it get there? You're absolutely right in pointing that out. I hope you keep doing it and embarrass somebody to come on and show the real numbers. I would like for all Wisconsinites who don't really know what public infrastructure looks like, look at your utilities, energy, infrastructure, highways, bridges, dams. Where would we be without public funding? Mm-hmm. Look at down south. Look at all the military bases, all the NASA aerospace infrastructure. Where would those economies be? I was stationed at Fort Gordon, Georgia for a long time. Where would Augusta be? Yeah. Even the golf course might not be where it is now if it wasn't for that military base. So all I can say is this is nuts. You're looking at a primary effect, cost, dollar cost average over 1 year, and not the cumulative effect of these campuses. Even here on the eastern seaboard here in between Manitowoc, Sheboygan, look at the effects of people driving in 50 to 100 miles, moving here, teachers, instructors, infrastructure, primary, secondary, tertiary cost-effect analysis over years. It would be a massive hit to the economy to take these things out. People are just looking at it based on students there in 1 year to make a point. It's very short-sighted.
Mike, thanks for the call. Up against a break, Mike and Sheboygan, great points. We'll address it after this. Stay with us now on the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. .93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and on the Civic Media app worldwide. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before our friend and colleague Matt Flynn takes the air after the world news and weather update. Matt Flynn Direct, you're not going to want to miss it. I can almost guarantee, I haven't checked in with him, but I'll almost guarantee you that Matt will give you a take on what's happened in Russia over the weekend. Nobody else on Civic Media knows the situation in Ukraine and Russia and has talked about it more than Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct, phone lines are open, and he takes all callers and gives you a great take. He's a lawyer, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Make sure you listen in after the 3 o'clock hour news. And of course, at 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocate with Trudy and Dom. Never personal, just politics, the Devil's Advocate. And then at 6 o'clock, don't forget Maggie Dawn, brand new program, great show, an attorney herself, the Maggie Dawn Show at 6 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with a tape-delayed version of Native Roots Radio News from a Native American perspective. Want to finish up? Take your calls if you want to call in on this UW system debacle. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls this morning. Or this morning. See, I still do. I was used to having the morning show. Still doing it. This afternoon, Todd. How about that? Afternoon. We'll welcome your phone calls as well. Going to get to a cut here in just a minute because I believe that this whole situation, this attack on higher ed, is nothing more than a political agenda from the Republican Party. But before that, let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Go down to beautiful southeastern Wisconsin, Racine. James in Racine, what say you, sir?
Hey, Mr. Todd. I was calling because I wanted to comment on the whole UW issue thing and Robin Voss and the Republican Party.
Please do.
And you think about it, over the last voting periods, the upper half of Wisconsin, all the northern states, it was straight Republican, even some of the southern states. I think Milwaukee probably was the only Democratic. Maybe it's a couple of it, but Milwaukee was probably the one that voted Democratically. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the state voted Republican. So they put these people in office. They put Robin Voss in office. They put Trump in office. Now, when the next voting cycle comes back around, guess what? They're going to vote them right back in office. And it goes back to what you were saying. You said they don't understand that that what they're doing is really against, it's not helping them, it's hurting them. Then they want to try to blame it on somebody else. Well, that's the game they play.
Sure.
And for them to sit back and pretend like they don't know, and then for somebody to say, well, they don't understand, these people, you can't tell me these people are not They're intelligent people. Mm. They should be able to cipher through that. But what's happening, I believe, is they're just taking that, at, like that $32 million that they're taking from UW.
Mm.
What they're telling their constituents is, well, they're going to spend $32 million on, we're going to take it from UW, but then they want to take it out of the budget. I'm sorry, not from UW. $32 million, I think it was, for diversity and inclusion.
Right, out of the UW system for, is, right, go ahead.
That we're telling the people that we're taking $32 million and they're giving it to black and brown people, and we're not getting anything, and they're buying into that, and they know that's not true. But how do they believe that, and why would they believe that? And then they make it look like, you know, like the Democrats is against them and destroying them, and don't want to try to help them when, you know, we all basically need to work together. But that whole Republican thing, if the only way they're going to fix it or the only way it's going to be fixed is when, like you were saying, you get some people in there that's looking for the truth, right, and try to get to the root of the problem. And let's really figure this out and how we're, it's the greatest good for the greatest number. Not just, okay, let's get our pie. If there's something left, okay, y'all can have that. But right, we want to get ours first.
James, I appreciate the call. I think you're absolutely right about that. I think it's just playing against people on their worst fears, right? I mean, I think that instead of playing on people's hopes, they take the fear in each of us. And we all have fear, some kind of fear. And I think they're using our fears to divide us instead of bringing us together. James from Racine, thank you so very much. Evan, I want to get to this cut. This is a guy, I want to finish on this, not a great note to finish on. This is Ryan Heffelbein. He is the executive director of the Standing for Freedom Center and the vice president of communications at Liberty University. He was at the Faith and Freedom Coalition convention this weekend. Trump was there, other Republicans. This is what Republicans are spewing forth. This is an interview from this guy when asked about education in the United States. And this Ryan Heffelbein from Faith and Freedom Coalition from Liberty University, this is what he said about what Republicans should be looking at in terms of education.
Wholly agree with that. Basically, this is an evangelistic movement on the left, and that's what's happening. It's indoctrination. I mean, they are proselytizing to the next generation. And what we're discovering as parents and conservatives is, wait a second, education really is evangelism. So if you don't control education, you cannot control the future. And Stalin knew that, Mao knew that, right? Hitler knew that. We have to get that back for conservative values.
Republican conservatives, mega conservatives in the United States of America, leaders, citing Hitler as a way to formulate our education policy. That's where we're at today. And in order to fight that kind of crap, you've got to have someone with a backbone, somebody who believes in Wisconsin, someone who's a product of the University of Wisconsin system, somebody who knows what it's like to take on the worst. And that's why today I'm calling on Governor Tony Evers to ask his regents, the ones he appointed, to call for the resignation of UW System President Jay Rothman. And by the way, while you're at it, let's clean out the 17th floor on Van Nuys. These guys have had months. There's Republicans and Democrats up there. And Jay Rothman has failed this state and the UW system. A $32 million cut to higher education. Their number one priority, the College of Education building, unfunded. And you don't want to know what? It's not just lib progressives, all right? There are Republican donors to the University of Madison, Wisconsin, who are ticked. In other words, I won't say on the radio, they're ticked off that there's no leadership from Van Nuys. We need a better leader. It's time for Jay Rothman to step down, clean house on the 17th floor, and let's save the Wisconsin idea. It's too valuable. The borders of our state are the borders of our university. And by God, as long as I have this microphone, I will keep defending that each and every day. Thank you for your calls. Thanks to Trigvi Olson. Stay tuned next now. It's time for Matt Flynn Direct. You're not going to want to miss it. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, keep banging on your drum.
Keep banging on your drum. look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.